Hey, everybody, it's Trippy Tommy, and...
What up, this is Big Kurt, hope you guys are doing good, and hope you're having a good week so far.
Hell yizzle, hope everybody's doing good. I got a good friend of mine, we just actually started talking and bullshitting around again here recently, just life's been getting busy. We work for Scorpion and Sub-Zero Companies. As you guys know, I'm a utility locator. I'll be throwing the flags and painting the shit in people's yards. Mainly rich people's yards, because they do landscaping, like, all the time, and it's fucking dumb. I mean, come on, just mow your own goddamn yard. Anyways, save the money. Guys, come on, we're all smart here on this podcast. And he is a landscaper. He'd be mowing over my flags. And usually I have to beat them there, because the tickets will be for, like, 9 o'clock. The fucking landscapers are there at 7:45, as soon as the goddamn sun comes up, hanging with the roosters, like, wake you up with a goddamn lawnmower. That happens. It really does, because they beat me there. I'm like, well, we already mowed over all your old flags. Like, really, guys? Like, that's a real ass thing. So, landscapers, we love you. It's a good gig. It's a fucking simple gig. Smart gig for lazy fucks that will pay someone to mow their yard and shit. I mean, I don't know. I always grew up, it was like a manly thing to take care of your own yard and shit. But hey, maybe it's just because we grew up broke. Could be. So, Chris, introduce yourself. We used to call him Lunchbox, by the way. Me and this kid grew up. I'll just keep going. I'm sorry.
I'm Chris Gerber. I'm a landscaper, a professional stunt athlete. And actually, I'm just landscaper and Tommy's shitty friend that he's known since childhood.
Well, there's different skills for all those things. But yeah, we've known each other for quite some time. Fuck, dude. We met in what, kindergarten it was?
Yeah, we met in kindergarten, and two different things with that. Is the story that we tell everyone, and then the actual story. The story that we tell everyone is you beat a toy phone over my head, had to walk me to the nurse's office, and then that's how we became friends. Yeah. What the story is, and what I remember, is I have no fucking clue.
We were both in Miss Cantlin's class. Shout out to Miss Cantlin, she was a sweetheart. She gave me the red card twice, made me call my dad, so fuck you for that, but everything else, you were pretty sweet. That was the start of the terrible twosome. We were just, you know, had an indoor recess, and I was building a race car track. This is what I remember.
Oh, yeah.
I was building a race car track around the fucking thing, and, like, around the whole classroom, because they had a hell of it. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, maybe a third of the way done, and some dickhead kid comes over and starts kicking on it. And I was like, yo, dude, back up. And the kid walked up, you know, the teacher came up and was like, what the hell's going on, yada yada. She didn't say hell, obviously. But she broke it up and was like, are you good? And I was pretty shitty, I'm not gonna lie. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what Chris was doing originally, but he walked over and started helping me rebuild it, and we just started bullshitting from there. That's what I remember. I don't know if it's real or a fabricated memory or not, but I'm pretty sure it's the first time I remember, like, actually talking to him. It was like day 5 or 6 of school. I got a weird memory for shit like that.
Yeah, but also, on some earlier, you do call me Lunchbox.
And that's true.
This comes from the town that we grew up in, but ours was kind of special because of Jay and Silent Bob the movie. But
shout out to Kevin Smith.
Yes, but why did every kid in the town we grew up have a damn nickname? What was all of our fascination with the nicknames? Penguin, Fatback, you know, Mr. Cook, you know, everyone had a nickname.
I think it was just because we were bored. And it's cooler when someone has a title, excuse me, it makes you question about them. Like, I call him Big Kurt. If you've never seen him before, you'd be like, why they call him Big Kurt? Usually people ask that kind of question. It's because this motherfucker's what, 6'5". The boy's a giant, okay? That's why I call him Big Kurt. That's my nigga. I love this guy, for real. But anyways, nicknames, dude, everybody had a fucking nickname. It's just like, usually, and here's how I remember it, most of the time people got their nicknames when playing rec league football in someone's yard or at the Optimus League or just...
Yeah, it's kind of like Fatback got his name.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, I mean, those, dude, we're 20s, we're in our late 20s now, y'all. And some of those nicknames still stick.
Yeah.
They still stick. And they're like 10 to 15 years old nicknames. And they're still fucking stuck like glue, man.
Yeah, but the bad thing is, like, that's not my only damn nickname. Like, you know the memes where, like, people are like, you know,
I haven't heard that name in years.
Like, AKA this, AKA this, AKA this. Like, they have so many.
Well, spit them out. Like, spit out your AKAs. Okay, let's go. AKAs.
Let's see. Lunchbox, AKA Snack Pack, AKA Purple Lovelace, AKA
Diesel. I've never heard that one.
Yeah. AKA Diesel. Like, it just keeps going. Purple Lovelace was when I was up at.
Stripper.
Yeah, that's the joke. Because when I drank and dance, like, I go for it.
Yeah, that's true. You used to... This boy's got the moves.
I was grown by a single mother. Of course I know how to dance.
That's fair. Shout out to his mom, bro. I seriously stayed, like, every weekend I could for, like, many years because I hated living at my house. And she worked two jobs, and me and Chris kind of got to do whatever the fuck we wanted for the most part. I mean, she made sure we was good, but, like... Man, it was just nice to not have fucking parents or have to worry about watching my siblings. Like, that was a big one.
Yeah, growing up as an only child, that was probably a good thing.
Yeah? How was that? I'm not an only child, so I couldn't imagine.
I mean, you have to deal with less. You know, you don't have to, you know, deal with whatever they're doing in the next room, keeping the noise down.
Yeah.
But the thing, like, you had sisters and a father. Like, that's so many more things.
I had a lot going on. Dude, you remember staying the night at my house, how loud it was constantly.
Yeah.
Like, you grew up in, like, the only noise happening was, like, if your mom had friends over or, like, you were making noise yourself.
Yeah. Or until my uncle moved in later.
Oh, yeah, he played drums, yeah. He said that was a hell of inconvenience, I'm not gonna lie. I used to live a simple, quiet life, and then my uncle moved in with his goddamn loud drums.
Like, my personality is just like a creature of the night. Like, I don't like windows. Just because...
I've been to your house, I know.
So yeah, just because of, like, jump scares. That's a thing with me. Like, I can handle...
You'd rather live in just a windowless box?
I would like optional windows. Like, you know, like a wall I can just open, you know, it's the same thing. No, because I have this weird thing, like with video games and all that, I can deal with those jump scares. Those don't get
me. But in real life?
Yeah, but if you're outside my damn window on the, like, against the wall where I can't see you and you just go, like, into the window to where I can see you to scare me, I'm going to punch that window.
Oh, man.
Like, that shit gets me worse than anything. I don't know why.
Why? Why are you so scared?
Probably paranoia. Probably with my mental disorder.
That makes sense.
Probably goes with it.
Yeah. Hard mental disorders, Jesus. No, hard paranoia, though, from...
Yeah.
From what?
It's only things like that. Like, the movie Final Destination.
Oh, man.
That started everything.
OCD? Final Destination. That fucks with everything. That movie was a mental bomb for people.
Like...
That were, like, what-ifers already.
Yeah,
like, and then you see all the what-ifs line up like a fucking mousetrap. You're like, what?
It's X-Factors. Like, probabilities, I hate it. Like the roller coaster scene where, like, just the vibrations...
Oh, wiggled the shits out, yeah!
That's too real. That's too real. You can't do that to people. You can't put that in my head.
I'm sure that hurt roller coaster scares for pussies like me.
Yeah, like...
It hurt the sales on roller coasters for people.
Like, the more that I think about it, and the, like, older I get, you just slowly realize, like, certain things about yourself that you can pinpoint when you first encountered it when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you learn a lot about yourself as you get older.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, you know, when I got into, like, Slipknot and all that when I was a kid, that was because of my Uncle Jared, because I looked up to him, and then that set that path and everything like that.
Yeah.
So... It just slow
things
when
you're a kid.
Yeah,
we were
going
to ask about music. Since you kind of already branched on that topic, you want to ask?
Sure.
We have a couple questions we ask a lot of the podcast people. If you've listened to a couple episodes, you may know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you were stranded on a desert island, what three albums would you have with you?
This is for life.
The
big boys.
Let's see. I would probably go with... Unfiltered with Jelly Roll and Little White.
Oh, is that the one with the split face?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my jam.
Yeah, I believe that's Unfiltered.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Is that the one that's got band plays on?
Yes.
It's my jam, dude.
Yes, I love that. Song. That, and then probably Sixes and Sevens by Tech N9ne.
That's a good one.
And probably to fill the gap, probably Kid Rock. Self-titled album with a cowboy on it.
That's a good one.
I'd probably bring that back.
Mm. That's a deep cut.
So yeah.
That's a real deep cut, man.
I listened to that like front to back countless
millions
amount of times throughout my life. If there's anything to bring with me, it's something to countlessly listen to again.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Plus, I haven't heard Kid Rock in a long time. It might be refreshing. Where's this island?
You don't get to choose.
Extreme isolation.
Yeah, but just you.
So, what artists would you say are in your top five? Like, any genre?
Like, if you could make a festival,
mm-hmm.
five headliners, you're choosing them.
Artists.
It could be artists, bands, it doesn't matter, genre colliding or not.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what I go for, just personal preference or skill. I'd probably just go for skill, because just the show alone would be better for other people.
We're talking about for like you.
I know, but I like to put on shit for other people.
Be selfish at this point.
Dude, that is one thing I don't like.
You don't know how to do.
I do know how, it just most times accidental. Of course, Tech N9ne. I'll throw Jelly Roll. Let's go with... Sir. Oh, shit. Oh. Snow the Product.
That little bitch is crazy.
I love her. Snow the Product, definitely. And then...
Two more.
Yeah, I'd probably throw Disturbed in there.
Ew, okay.
I grew up with it.
That's cool, new metal.
I'll throw it in there. Okay, I'll option in with that or Godsmack.
No, you got one more.
I'll put that.
No, Disturbed's in there, boy.
They get injured.
They get injured. Oh my god.
Shit, I had a really good one.
Are you gonna say probably, Buck Cherry?
What?
Are you gonna say Buck Cherry?
No. No, actually, I would probably put, as the last one, Tracy Chapman.
Ooh.
I would.
Okay. I would
definitely put Tracy Chapman, just Ooh. So I can hear,
Give me one reason to stay here.
Yeah, give me one reason.
And I'll turn right back around.
I would love to hear that. That was me and my mother's jam.
Oh, no. You even tried to learn how to play it on bass. I remember those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. I would definitely.
That's a whole ass jam.
In there.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't expecting that one. That's good.
So what is the best concert, hands down, that you've ever been to?
Out of the five I've been to.
There you go.
Isolation before isolation. Let's see, I went to Godsmack. That was my first one with my uncle. I was young, so that's my first concert. Didn't know how to act. I went to Uproar.
That was still a fucking thing.
Yeah, and then I went one with you. Was that Warped? Or was that,
It was like Mayhem.
Yeah.
That was a good one, actually. Escape to Fate. Buck Cherry, of course. Bullet for My Valentine. And... Godsmack, maybe?
Maybe.
Or Avenged?
I think it might have been Avenged.
Did we go see Avenged together?
I know I've seen Avenged with Disturbed and Hailstorm.
Yep, I was there too. Yep, okay.
What was your best one then?
What was the one that was just like, damn?
Well, I don't know if I count a concert, but there was a rave I went to with Jake a while back. That was fun. I was rolling over there, and I was just head down, like, glow sticks, like, around the necklace and shit. But I was also super drunk, and I had the worst case of the leans, where you always, like, go backwards. Dude, I was straight up horizontal almost, but not falling.
Limbo.
But I'm so fucked up. Like, I just have, like, glow sticks in my hands, and I'm just swinging them like this, and I'm just sitting there jamming.
Oh, God.
But I'm not noticing some of them are flying off, and one just flies in this bitch's head right in front of me. I don't know. Like, I don't even know truly if I did it or not. All I know is I was just doing it, and then I just kind of, like, stopped and looked down for a second. I saw her, like, and they were just talking to each other, and then I just assumed it was me, but I was holding it straight up and swinging, jeez, so I don't know if it fell off, but, yeah.
So how do you feel about psychedelics, then, since you were talking about rolling? Have you ever done anything? Like shrooms or acid?
I haven't done shrooms or acid, stuff like that, because with what I deal with daily that's in my head, I'm afraid to amplify it.
It actually would probably help, though.
Yeah, like, some people say that, too, but it's just,
I mean, Kurt himself has really seen the benefits.
I have multiple mental illness, and it's made somewhat of a difference in my life in the past couple times that I've tried it. And I've been able to raise my dose now a little bit, but it's, if you, so, like, I have schizoaffective, which is, like, schizophrenia and bipolar. Mm-hmm. I also have rapid cycling bipolar, ADD, and Asperger's. And the thing is with psychedelics with mental illness is that, that is true, it can exacerbate it sometimes, but it can also be beneficial. It really just depends on the environment that you're in and what you're dosing at. So I'd say, like, if you've never tried it, maybe, like, half a tab.
Start low.
Mm-hmm. You know, because that's the thing with people, I feel like, on some of these groups on Facebook, is they're always calling each other pussies for not doing enough, and I'm
well,
just...
Well, enough to you could be way different. Like, I've been doing psychedelics for years, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, what I would take on a trip to get a good, you know, jollies on, and what you would take because you've never done it are way different.
Yeah, like...
I think, like, you'd have a good time, though, because it's a... Well, I'll just explain it, like, quickly. You take it, right, in about 12 hours, you're just... For about close to 12 hours, you're just up, you feel blissful, everything's great, you're just very happy, everything's funny. Like, if you watch something that's funny to you already, you're just gonna laugh your fucking shaft off. Like, your dick's gonna, you're just gonna have a dick tip and balls by the time you're done. Your shaft's gonna be gone. Like, that's real.
Yeah, like,
would you ever do them? Would you ever try?
Probably at some point, I probably would. The only thing I have done would be, Molly, and, Jake was super surprised on how it didn't affect me the next day.
Oh, yeah, the second day, like, hangover from it,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's, like, mad depression and all this other crap, and I'm the happiest I've ever been.
You have the afterglow.
Like, but the only way I could describe it is 'cause I don't produce, like, serotonin that much. I think they said it was like a quarter of the amount of what you can. And
I had to get you with it.
And I imagined it as like a blocked pipe. And that just
kind of
purged the
system. That's what acid does for me.
And then now, like, just for a couple days or maybe a week, like, that pipe can, you know, flow.
Yeah, so that's the afterglow.
Yeah, so I think it helped through that, and he was just dying.
Yeah.
And then he went and told other people. He was like, I have an invincible friend that can take Molly. He's like, okay. And apparently it freaked him out. I didn't mind the taste either of the crystals. Ugh. Apparently that's weird, isn't it?
I mean, hey, you
I grew up poor.
Yeah.
Our childhoods, like, could have been worse.
It could have been, but they were still bad. I lived check to check my whole life.
Yeah,
like,
but would you change it in certain ways?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like what would you change?
Because
you also got to think of how that would change you as a person now.
That's true.
We're going to go for the butterfly effect
here. Yeah, I just would have liked to get along better with my dad, and him would have been a little more supportive. I know it's like some daddy issues, crybaby shit, but, like, if I would have got along with him better earlier, I probably would have stayed in college, and I wouldn't have felt so fucking uninspired. And I probably wouldn't have started smoking weed like that, really, if I would have felt more supported, because I was on medication where I didn't feel like I wasn't really smoking like that.
Yeah.
When I was on medicine for my ADHD. So I feel like if I would have had a little more support, maybe my life would be completely different right now. Maybe I wouldn't have, you know, had kids at 21, and maybe I would have finished school and then had kids and been in a better financial situation than I am now. I mean, who knows? honestly.
So yeah, like, because I think of small things like that, like on a daily basis, of like what small interactions I can remember that I hated that my, you know, mother did. And then now just, you know, looking back on it, you're like,
you can't change that shit, though.
Like, yeah, it's like, I kind of, you know, agree with what she did. Like, I didn't understand at the time, but...
Oh, there's a lot of shit where now I look back at it, I'm like, you know, my dad was a dick, but he helped me and my siblings out of a lot of crazy shit that my other family was doing that I didn't know about because I was just a kid, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I would have beat my ass, too.
Oh, there's a lot of those moments, yeah. There's a couple times where I thought I was just king of the cock, and my dad was like, look, man.
Oh, my God.
Respect, motherfucker.
That makes me remember... There was one time, I forget what I did, but it was basically whooping time. It was a choice, though. It was whooping, or I think it was not have one of my game systems or something.
Does it hit me?
Yeah, my logical brain is, this is for fucking 10 seconds. Choose the quick thing. That's a week, a month, whatever it was.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, like, take the whooping, and I come back with a belt. But we're both laughing. Because it's such a weird situation.
Because yeah, you literally chose to...
And we're both just can't stop giggling. Like, you know, like you see the movies where like the actors just can't stop for some reason. Yeah. Like, it was just like that. And she told, like, she was like, while she was trying to whoop me, she goes, stop laughing while she's laughing.
And you guys just had a psychotic, like, laugh moment together.
Yeah, I was like, if I was a parent in that situation, I would have just gave up. Or like,
yeah,
you know what?
Same. Same, actually.
Like, fuck it. Like, we're laughing. It's already over with.
Like, fuck it.
There's there's no reason to have the punishment now.
Yeah. He said, well, it's invalid now. Well, that's fair. Yeah. Okay, so... Got some more questions? I was gonna see where we're at on the time.
What are we at on the timer, man?
We're at 22 minutes, so we got about 10 more minutes into this part. Yeah, guys, we're doing a two-parter for y'all. We're going to drop one part this week for you guys. You tasty motherfucking earbuds. We love you guys. Seriously, keep listening.
I feel honored to have a sequel? I was going to say trilogy, but that's three.
No, and we're learning sequel. To count. I got him dabbed a little bit, so...
Doom, doom, twa.
A little bit sluggish, as we say. This guy took German in high school, and I took French.
Yes.
We both took, like, not so logical ones for America. Like, we obviously should have took Spanish because, you know, 40% of our population speaks Spanish as a first language. So, you know, we probably should have took that. But I was like, nah, French sounds cooler. So, anyways, Kurt, hit him with the motherfucking question.
All right. So, we talk about this on every podcast. How do you feel about aliens and ghosts? And do you believe they're real?
Getting deep in this bitch!
Let's see.
I'm gonna take a dab to that.
Well, okay, I'll do the alien ones first, because that's easy. Of course there's fucking aliens.
We've seen UFOs.
I'm not even... I could say all of that is fake.
I know you could.
If it's real or fake... I could leave that out of the equation, and I would still believe there are aliens. Because the concept of thinking one planet...
Has all the life.
And just this solar system in a cosmic fuckery of a universe is the only thing that has life? Now...
selfish!
Now, that's just, like, self-absorbed.
It's a very selfish way of thinking to say that it's just us. We're the only ones in this big fishbowl.
Yeah, and like, okay, it might be like we're over here and then they're on the other, complete other side of the galaxy and they don't have any way to travel between, you know, solar systems and shit
like
that.
But we both working towards it.
Yeah, so, you know, but if one did actually come here, I don't think it would be just a secretive thing. They, like, if they did testing, it would already happened already. Like, we're a species that is not technologically advanced enough to probably even understand how it... Yeah, smartphones. These things, like, can run off of fucking light or whatever they find in the goddamn galaxy. So, like...
So you believe there are aliens?
Of course, yeah. I don't know if any of the things we've seen could be aliens. They could or cannot be, but definitely 100%. They are aliens. And the other one was
Spirits and ghosts.
Spirits and ghosts.
We used to see a lot of shit as kids.
Yeah.
Do you remember driving home the night that my dog died? You came and picked me up because I didn't work, or I worked. I left because, remember, we put my dog to sleep. I'm trying to take you back to the exact moment.
What job?
Goodwill. We both worked at Goodwill.
Okay, that was easier. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Remember when you picked me up and I was like, dude, I can't stay the night here. Can I stay the night with you? And I did. Mm-hmm. And there was snow on the ground and shit. And remember when we was coming back to your house, we seen the ghost of like that woman in a white dress in the middle of the road? Do you remember that? Like walking in the middle of the street on...
I'm seeing it in my head, but I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to actually think if that is a made up or not, because I
no,
can...
that's a real one.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with Destiny when we seen it.
Yeah.
And she remembers it even. I was on the phone with her.
That's weird. Like I can see it in my head. Because
we slammed on the brakes.
Yeah.
We were in your Focus.
Oh my
god!
We
slammed
on
the brakes,
Focus.
And I threw my phone. I was on the phone with Destiny. I was like, "Dude, stop! There's a girl on the road."
Yeah, I remember that. It was in my Focus. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I live my life by what car and what job.
I mean, it's easy to remember.
Yeah, but yeah, I remember that, yeah. The same thing is
dude,
like...
Dude, I seen that woman walking down the street one night. What the fuck?
But, it's a weird question, because that, like, if I believe in spirits, then I have to believe, like, in some kind of afterlife. Or I could believe that, like, what... Because I just think of us
I think you earn your afterlife.
I just think there's...
Think about it.
In my opinion, we're just organisms on a planet, same as a butterfly, a dog. We're just
yeah, but
differently
what happens
built.
To the soul?
It just
because what makes you
same
different
thing as
what,
before.
What ones, yeah, it's energy though. It can't be destroyed. It
goes back to the earth, trees, shit like that. They have programs now. You can use your dead body to grow trees.
I mean, that's great.
Yeah, that stuff like that's just what I think. It just seems unrealistic to me to. Have something that wasn't before and then, you know, have a being and then when it goes away some other special thing happens. We came from nature, we go back to nature. But there also could be a middle step where if it is that way and you do have unfinished business and rage.
Dude,
probably,
we used to see all kinds of shit when we lived out at that house.
Yeah, rage is probably one of the things that don't die with you. It probably would live on, if anything would, rage. So if, say, even if there is nothing after, they didn't get to that after because of all that rage and unfinished business, and that could be ghosts and stuff like that. I could believe that. I could definitely believe that, but the afterlife part, it just...
I mean, we don't know until you get there, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I could be easily proven wrong, and I'll go, huh.
Well, damn. Yeah, well, damn. I mean, what else you can... What are you going to do? Like, dude, the Bible sounds like it was written by someone tripping on acid. Some of the shit they describe in there in an excruciating detail, like these angels and shit, like, they had to have been on fucking shit to see some shit like that, man. Like, that fucking burning bush and the angel with, like, 19 wheels and fucking eyeballs and, like, what the fuck?
It's a desperate time that, you know, people need hope. Same reason people like, you know, us go to, you know, games or, you know, music. You know, you go for something to try to find hope in lyrics and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
People found hope in the Bible. Yeah. They may have gone too far.
In a lot of ways,
But they still found some hope in that, and there's nothing wrong with it, but how far you take it is a thing.
Well, see, the way I live is just don't push it on people. Like, allow me to believe and live the way I want as long as I'm not hurting anyone and I'm not hurting my own children or things like that. I believe that. Just don't force it down my throat. Like, that's how I feel about sexuality. It's how I feel about religion. That's how I feel about race. Like, do you. Just don't. Try to hurt me and mine, and we're good.
Yeah, just don't fuck up my lawn.
just don't shit on my lawn, man.
Yeah, but to quote...
Coming from a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Don't fuck up my lawn, man.
To quote Hobson's, like, I forget the exact quote. It was like, live my life a certain way for an afterlife that isn't guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's an X possibility. Like I talked earlier, it's, you know, you don't know or you
do
know.
It could just be fucking lights out, you're done.
Yeah, it's either way, so live your life how you want, and then
whatever
if it
makes
is,
you happy, rock it,
ask
man.
Ask for forgiveness later, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the perk of living in the moment. That's why I don't particularly fall into, excuse me, damn, the beers make me burp, any religious category.
Yeah. Like, I say you can believe in a religion, but don't think you're a good person just because
you go to church in that religion. Yeah.
You have to actually practice it. Like, people think they're 100% Christian. Your shirt is made out of two different fabrics. That's a sin. Gone. You cut your hair once. That's a sin. Gone. You know, you're not allowed to eat shrimp.
You're friends with gay people.
Yeah.
Done.
That one's less of a sin than eating shrimp. But
eating shrimp, that's too much, man.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Eating shrimp.
Yeah, and you're
I love shrimp.
Yeah.
I can't not eat shrimp.
Dude, yeah, seafood is my jam. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Dude, I'm
not allowed a red lobster.
He said I will destroy that shit. Alright, so we are almost at 30-minute mark. Chris, you have anything you want to say to the people?
Don't do not drugs.
Derba derba dirt da dirt.
Try to reverse engineer that one.
Durka durka. Durka durka Hajikistan.
Is a double negative a positive, or is a positive negative? Yeah.
Did two rights make a left, or two lefts make a right?
Makes a circle.
Actually, two lefts. Actually, it takes three lefts to make a right.
Bye.